30th June 2019, 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the first book of Kings, chapter 19, verse 16, and verses 19 to 21. The Lord said to Elijah, "Go, you are to anoint Elisha son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah as prophet to succeed you." Leaving there, Elijah came on Elisha son of Shaphat as he was plying behind 12 yoke of oxen, he himself being with the 12th. Elijah passed near to him and threw his cloak over him. Elisha left his oxen and ran after Elijah. "Let me kiss my father and mother, then I will follow you," he said. Elijah answered, go back, for have I done anything to you?" Elisha turned away, took the pair of oxen and slaughtered them. He used the plow for cooking the oxen, then gave to his men who ate. He then rose and followed Elijah and became his servant. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5, verse 1 and verses 13 to 18. When Christ freed us, he meant us to remain free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. My brothers, you were called, as you know, to liberty. But be careful, or this liberty will provide an opening for self-indulgence. Serve one another, rather in works of love, since the whole of the law is summarized in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you go snapping at each other and tearing each other to pieces, you had better watch or you will destroy the whole community. Let me put it like this. If you are guided by the Spirit, you will be in no danger of yielding to self-indulgence. Since self-indulgence is the opposite of the Spirit is totally against such a thing. And it is precisely because the two are so opposed that you do not always carry out your good intentions. If you are led by the Spirit, no law can touch you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 9, verse 51 to 62. As the time drew near for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely took the road for Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. These set out and they went into a Samaritan village to make preparations for him. But the people would not receive him because he was making for Jerusalem. Seeing this, the disciples James and John said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went off to another village. As they traveled along, they met a man on the road who said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another to whom he said, "Follow me," replied, "Let me go and bury my father first." But he answered, "Leave the dead to bury their dead. Your duty is to go and spread the news of the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, sir, but first let me go and say goodbye to my people at home." Jesus said to him, "Once a hand is laid on the plow, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." The good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Reflection. When Jesus invites persons to follow him, He calls them to leave all other relationships and attachments behind and to cling to Him. This detachment from possessions and family enables the disciple to be free to serve God wholeheartedly. Many of us have a desire to serve God and to offer our lives to Him. But at times, our attachment to sinful habits or attitudes, to possessions and relationships, hinders us from following Him closely. We need to burn the yoke of slavery to sin and worldly things, and in its place take up the yoke of Christ to find true freedom and joy. Saint Paul reminds us that if we are to enjoy the freedom that Christ has won for us, we need to allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit and make an effort to serve others with love. May we find joy in serving the Lord and loving Him above all things.